you. I suppose it would be appropriate to say Happy New Year today. The rest of the world is getting ready for Christmas or getting ready for football championship games, not here in Nebraska, of course. But this is the new church year, the first Sunday in Advent. We're a little bit out of sync with the world, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We prepare, we get ready, and today we see that our King is coming. He's coming humble, riding not on a mounted steed, but on a donkey, coming to save us. Thanks be to God. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 339, Lift Up Your Heads, You Everlasting Doors. This is one of the newer Advent hymns. We've sung it the last several years. But one of the newer Advent hymns in LSB, and it truly tells the story of Advent very, very well. Following that hymn, we'll pray Matins, page 219 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. And note that during the Advent and Christmas season, we'll sing the Benedictus for the canticle instead of the Te Deum. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. We are vicarless today. He's preaching in Hickman. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special season. Special season away from the hustle and bustle, away from Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all of the things that are out there that so often distract us from this season. This season where we celebrate you sending your Son, God in the flesh, to save us. Heavenly Father, bless our time of preparation. Bless our Advent. May we truly prepare to receive Him who comes to us in the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for us and for our salvation. Amen. Amen. Hymn 339.
Order of Matins, page 219, we stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will be praying your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Lord, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing the joyful voice of our
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them as printed on your bulletin insert.
Let me not be put to shame.
seated for our office hymn number 331. 331. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country, and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. We turn to the words of our gradual. We speak them together. None who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. A reading from Romans, the 13th chapter. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the gospel reading that we heard just a moment ago, the traditional Palm Sunday gospel, Matthew 21, verses 1 to 9, especially these words. "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, here we have it, a new church year, that odd, crazy season called Advent, that season that doesn't fit with the rest of the world. Advent, which means coming. Coming. Why does it take 4 weeks for us to prepare for the coming of a baby at Christmas? It happens every year, and we get the same questions every year. It's a good thing that we begin in an odd place. Palm Sunday. Seems like an odd place to begin the church year. Palm Sunday. Jesus riding into Jerusalem. "Behold, your King is coming." The question for today is, do you really care that the King is coming? Do you really want the King, Jesus, to be coming? And I suppose, underneath all of the rest of the questions would be very simply, the King is coming to you. Is that good news? Or is that bad news? Imagine the little child whose mom says, You just wait until your dad gets home. That anticipation of that coming is not good news. It is filled with terror. But if that same mom tells that same child, "Now you know today is your birthday, and your dad is bringing you something very, very special home," then that waiting and that anticipation is not filled with worry and fear and terror, but with joy and anticipation. So, your king is coming. This is not a season of Advent only kind of thing. This is dripping in every word and every page of Holy Scripture. Your king is coming. Do you want him to come? Is it good news or bad news? How does your king come to you? Well, these words of Matthew 21 are in fulfillment of Scripture. Zechariah 9, where the prophet prophesies that the Savior, the Messiah, will come. He will come to save. He will come not in mighty victory, but lowly and humble. He will come as a fulfillment of God's Word. As Jesus comes, we know that the person and work of Jesus in His coming is the fulfillment of all Scripture. God's Word teaches us that God will send a Savior into the world. When God gives a promise, it's as good as done. We can take God's Word to the bank. The problem is, oftentimes, God's Word is the last place that we look for any guidance or encouragement or comfort or direction. Oh, if Jesus could only come and tell me how to get out of this trouble that I'm in. If Jesus could only come and help me through this problem. If Jesus could only come and fix the mess that the world is in. If Jesus would only tell me what to do. My friends, behold, your King is coming to you. He comes to you in the holy, inspired, inerrant Word of God. God's Word for you. God's Word of law, which shows us our sin and our need for a Savior. God's Word of gospel, which is the good news of God delivering that Savior to us. Jesus coming to us is a fulfillment of Scripture. Do you care? Do you care what God's Word says? If you don't, then the coming of Jesus is not good news for you. It's either irrelevant or it's bad news, because God's Word gets in your way. God's Word gets in your plans. God's Word gets in your life. And you don't necessarily like that. Behold, your King is coming. He comes to you in His Word. His Word which shows our sin. His Word which delivers the deliverance. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. To begin our church year in Matthew 21 may seem odd. But our King comes to us for a reason. About halfway through the Gospel of Luke, God's Word teaches us that Jesus set His face like flint on Jerusalem. Jesus came here for a reason. Not simply to pump up our economy at Christmas time, not as a reason to give us a little extra time off of school and work. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to die. We cannot separate Christmas and Easter. We cannot separate God's gift of a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, and a Savior hanging on Calvary's cross, stripped, naked, bleeding, and dying. This is one and the same Jesus. Jesus rides into Jerusalem, as that Palm Sunday hymn says, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Jesus, our King, wears not a crown of gold, but a crown of thorns. Our King comes to save us, to bleed and die, to be buried, to overcome sin, death, and the grave in His resurrection. Jesus does this for you and for me and for the life of the world. Our King comes humble and mounted on a donkey. We don't think much about kings here in America. We're a people that cast off our King a couple of hundred years ago. We don't necessarily like this King talk. Is it good news or bad news that our King comes humbly to save us? My friends, if you truly believe that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, then Jesus coming to you humble, riding on a donkey, riding to the cross of Calvary for you, is great news. But if you don't think your sin is that bad, if you're more concerned about the sin of someone else than you are about your own sin, if you're embarrassed by the fact that Jesus, your King, bled and died, then there is no good news here for you. None whatsoever. Jesus comes to save sinners. We all qualify. But if we don't want or think we need a Savior from sin, these words have nothing for you. We hear in our text very, very familiar words as Jesus rides into Jerusalem, humble, lowly, riding on a donkey, riding in to die. The people shout out. The people cannot be contained. They take their cloaks, they lay them along with palm branches on the road, and they cry out, Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna! Save us! Save us now! We'll be singing those words in just a few moments. We sing them every time we gather in the divine service. The divine service, which even in its title reminds us that God comes to us to serve us and to save us. We sing those words right before we eat and drink Christ's body and blood in the Lord's Supper. They're a part of our preparation. We sing, Hosanna, because our King is coming to us. Behold, your King is coming to you, riding not on a donkey, but riding on bread and wine. The very body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under bread and wine. Very humble. Looks like nothing. A little thimbleful of wine, a swallow, a little piece of bread. Looks like nothing. Very insignificant, especially when you compare it to the feast that we had this week. But God's Word says, behold, this is your King coming to you humbly. Coming to save you. Forgiveness, life, and salvation as we eat and drink the very body and blood of Jesus. The very body and blood of Jesus that was bloodied for us on Calvary's cross and risen from the dead 3 days later. Is this good news or bad news that your King comes to you? My friends, if we approach God's altar in faith, or as we read in our catechism, truly worthy, not worthy because of what we do or say or pay or pray, but worthy because of what we believe, that Christ's body and blood is really present in, with, and under bread and wine. That we are really sorry for our sins. And that God in this meal is really forgiving us and giving us nurture, life, encouragement, support, and strength for living. Then these words are some of the best words that we can ever hear. As we battle through life, through the grind, through the difficulties, through the ups and downs, behold, your King is coming to you, humbly, coming to save you. Your King is on your lips and pumping through your veins. Forgiveness is yours in the name of Jesus. But if you don't believe that Christ's body and blood can be or is present in bread and wine, if you don't think you need forgiveness, life, and salvation, then the Lord's Supper and these words, behold, your King is coming to you, are not good words. They're not good news. In fact, just the opposite. God's Word warns us and warns all those who would dare to come to the altar of the Lord without faith. Faith in the words given and shed for you for forgiveness, life, and salvation. One of the great leaders in our church, now in heaven, Dr. Ken Corby, said that people who come to the Lord's Supper without faith in their hearts, without recognizing the body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under bread and wine, for them, the Lord's Supper is like chewing on glass. That's not good news. But for those who believe and cling to His words, forgiveness, life, and salvation are yours. Advent means coming. Behold, your King is coming to you. He comes as the fulfillment of Scripture. He comes with a purpose, going to Calvary to bleed and die for you. He continues to come in with and under bread and wine in the Lord's Supper, and He promises that He will come again. For the last several weeks, the last Sundays in our church year, we heard various aspects of Christ's second coming. And now here, as we begin a new church year, we hear some of that same theme. Jesus promises that in the same way that He ascended up into heaven, bodily, visibly, He will come again. Jesus Christ, on that last day, will come again in power and might and glory. Is this good news? Or is this bad news? My friends, to all who cling to Jesus and His merit by grace through faith, this is the sweetest good news. This is why Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Deliver us from evil." When will God answer that prayer? For you, for me? On the day we die and God takes us home? Or on the day when Jesus comes? Whichever comes first. When all the graves will open up, Jesus in His full power will be here. And He will say to those who believe in His work and His merit, "Come. Come to Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to the mansion prepared for you since the beginning of time. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have clung to My word. You have clung to My gifts. You have trusted in salvation from Me. Behold, your King is coming." This is not only an Advent theme. This is the Christian theme for living each and every day of our lives, to live in that joyful anticipation that our God has come, that our God is here, and that our God is coming again for us, with us, like us, coming not to condemn. He's already been condemned for us. For all of the times we didn't want Him to come. For all of the times when we've rejected His word. For all of the times when we have had a better plan of salvation for ourselves than the bloody death and glorious resurrection of Jesus. For all of the times when we have taken His gifts for granted, especially the gift of the Lord's Supper. And for all of those times when we would just as soon postpone and delay the second coming of Christ because our plans and our works are more important. For all of these sins and more, Christ Jesus has paid. Christ Jesus has suffered. Christ Jesus has been condemned. Christ Jesus has risen victorious over the grave. Now, clinging to His word and His promise, we rejoice. Behold, our King is coming. May God bless those words, that they would be a song of joy and anticipation today and tomorrow and forever. For you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, in this service, we don't get a chance to sing the Hosanna. Hosanna, that'll be at the 10:30 service. But today we also have a special treat as we sing the song of Zechariah, the Benedictus, promises made, promises fulfilled in our King Jesus Christ. Page 226 and following, please stand as you're able. and welcome. Welcome in the name of our Advent King, our Lord and Savior Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship with us. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a king who comes to you would truly be good news today and always. This time also we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church, beginning with the Kyrie, page 227, we stand.
Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy,
Lord
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins, and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, teach us your ways that we may walk in your paths. Give us your Holy Spirit that we may abandon the ways of darkness and sin and walk in the light of Christ, doing the good works of those whom he has redeemed with his precious blood. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty Lord, in a world of war and violence, terror and fear, We cry to You to silence the voices of hate and bring peace to the nations. Raise up for us good and faithful leaders in this and every land who will respect and protect life as a sacred, sacred gift, honor the trust placed in them, and serve to promote and defend liberty and justice for all people. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, comfort those in pain of body or spirit. Relieve those who suffer and give healing to all those in need, especially Jerry, Frederick and Faye, Lynn, Celeste, Diane, Chip, Nevaeh, Rosa, Ed, Jan, Marianne, Joyce, Sonia, Julie, Lyle, Dwayne, Lori, Jason, Bonnie, Susie, Linda, Char, Anna, Larry, Clara, Ralph, and Dorian. According to Your gracious will, answer the prayers of Your people who cry to You for answers. Sustain them in the day of trouble and grant them patience in their afflictions. Lord, in Your mercy, loving God, as we remember the start of another church year and begin anew our journey to recall the birth, revelation, suffering, death, and resurrection of Your dear Son as our Savior, grant us the aid of Your Spirit, that we may be well instructed by Your Word, strengthened in the faith, and equipped for our daily vocations of love and service. Lord, in Your mercy, blessed Lord, remembering the faithful who lived and died in Christ and now rest from their labors, especially Alice Campbell, cousin of Cleo Kessler, bring us with them to know Your mercies face to face, that when Christ comes in glory, we may welcome Him with praise and hosannas and enter with Him into the everlasting feast He has prepared for all who love Him. Lord, in Your mercy, all these things, O Lord, we pray, knowing that You, in Your fatherly wisdom and care, will grant us what is good and right for us and for our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, You have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with Your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by Your governance, may be righteous in Your sight. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Maybe see it for our closing hymn, number 332.
friend, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. A couple of quick announcements. First of all, you're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We'll have our Sunday school opening in about, 15 to 17 minutes. We got a lot of time today, so let's not let it get away from us. Christmas program is coming. We've been handing out parts and working on that in Sunday school, but we don't want to take away from our Sunday school lessons as well. So let's try to be in here 9:20 sharp for our Sunday school opening. Two opportunities for adult Bible study today. We'll conclude our look at Islam in the fellowship hall today, and Summary of Christian Doctrine 109, Confession and Absolution today. I thought that's what I read in the news and notes. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We do have the Christmas program coming. That's the 18th at 2 o'clock. Practice schedule, and that is in the news and notes as well. We have the fundraiser for KNNA Radio, which is the dance that's coming up not today, but 1 week from today, next Sunday. Corey's at the table back there, so if you have any questions for her or whatever, she'll get you taken care of. And you don't actually have to dance if you don't want to. You can just come and listen to the music. All right? You might have to deal with old lovable Jack on that one. He might drag you out, but you can just come and listen. Pastor. Now, check out the news and notes in case I missed anything. I'm a little bit out of the loop. It's good to be back. Keep Vicar in your prayers. Have a great day and week. In the name of our King who comes to us, Jesus Christ.